I know Clay's not going to be available this week, and we'll see what next week brings us. I mean, he was diagnosed as being a couple weeks away, and this will be his second week. So we'll see what happens next week.
This isn't a surprise to you. You've been able to plan for this since the injury. Right?
Yes, we've been planning to play this week without Clay Matthews, yes.
Mike, how encouraged are you by what you might have gotten out of Jordy today in practice?
I thought Jordy Nelson looked his old self, so I don't have a very high or any level of concern. So I thought he practiced well. He looked normal.
Mike, with all these players you have potentially coming back, is there a drop dead date by which they need to be back in action prior to any playoff game? You know, a game or two or three, or where they can so they can help you in the playoffs and be ready?
I'm not thinking that way, Tom. We have seven games left. When the injured players are healthy, they'll be back. And this week is a challenge, and that's all we ever focused on, because you just don't know what's going to happen. I mean, we have today's Wednesday's practice. We've got two more practices during the week. You know, hopefully we stay healthy through the practice segment of our week, and then we got a very challenging division game against a good opponent in a tough environment Sunday. So, and then you reset, reboot Monday, and you go about it. I don't ever try to forecast injuries as far as when players are going to be back. It's a week to week deal, but I do know they're all trying to get back as fast as they can. I mean, I had a chance to watch Charles Woodson work out yesterday in a weight room. He's a lot closer than I think any of us thought he would be at this time. Same with Greg Jennings. I mean, Greg's workouts are going very well, but there's protocol, there's rehab protocols that these guys are going through, the combination of the player and the medical staff and trying to make sure that when they do come back, they're ready to go. So we're really just focused on getting 46 guys ready to win this game Sunday.
Mike, do you preach to your players for teams like this to stay out of the extra stuff and move on and keep playing that kind of thing?
Well, we've identified just through our studies in winning division games, there's three very important components. The obvious is, which usually shows up in these type of studies, is the turnover advantage. So our ability to take care of the football and take it away will be critical this week. The second component is the third down advantage. The team that wins the third down advantage is part of this triple crown of emphasis that we're trying to hit. And the third one is the penalty advantage. So we have heightened our awareness towards being disciplined and playing smart, through tough emotional environments, one we expect to play in Sunday.
Like you said, Woodson is further along than you anticipated. Do you have a timetable for him?
I don't have a timetable. He's not going to be ready this week, and we'll see what next week brings us. Good question. Full seven. We normally go third and fourth quarter. I think this stretch is unique. I think it definitely runs together. So you go one game at a time. Obviously, you try to go 1-0 each week. But to have five and seven games, and you also have another big NFC game with the New York Giants. I mean, I think you approach these games all the same. So we're in a division football competition mindset.
Like, was the Detroit game 2 years ago the trigger for Aaron to do more sliding than he had done before?
Well, I wouldn't say it's a trigger. I think it was a moment that everybody realized, and most importantly that he realized that you have to just be smart in those situations. And if you do recall the play, he was hit from behind. It was kind of an awkward play, and so it was a big first down that he was able to scramble for. His game hasn't changed. Just reflect back to our last game against the Cardinals and his ability to make plays with his feet. But I think, you know, Aaron's a lot more conscious of it, and it's something that hopefully we're doing a better job of coaching with all of our quarterbacks.
Mike, Tremont has done a pretty good job against bigger receivers in the past. Why do you think that is, and what would make him, I guess, successful against a guy like Calvin Johnson?
Well, Tremont Williams is an excellent football player, and I think we've all seen what he's been able to do this year, you know, coming off the injury of last year. But what's unique about Tremont, he's one of those guys that there's not a day goes by on a practice field that he'll jump out of the gym and make a play. I mean, he's an extraordinary athlete. If you ever see him in a weight room, just to watch him do the lifts on the platforms and things like that, he's a very gifted man as far as ability to, you know, play with excellent leverage. He has long levers, so he's definitely able to handle the bigger receivers.
What's wrong with Mike Neal, and do you expect him back this week?
Mike's battling through, you know, same thing, the ankle injury that he had going into the Arizona game. It's bothering him, and hopefully we'll be able to get some work out of Mike this week, and potentially he'll be ready to go for Detroit.
Mike, what's your confidence level in Dietrich Smith, and did you see anything change from when he made the team as an undrafted guy that you guys ended up cutting him, and he came back late in the year? Did you see a different mindset or different approach from him?
I think everybody that's had the opportunity to be around Evan Dietrich Smith from day one to now it's been fun to watch him grow up, you know, grow up as a man and as a football player. So I have great confidence in him. We did not even blink when the injury happened in Arizona, and that's definitely the case going into this game. So we'll run our full offense. And it's a reflection of the confidence that we have in him. So I think it was an experience that he went through. Sometimes people need to do that. With him being cut and going on to have another opportunity and then bringing him back, he does everything right. He was here the whole offseason, probably one of our best performers throughout the offseason. Very powerful young man. Knows his trade very well. He can play all the inside positions. He has played tackle in his earlier days in the preseason for us. So I have great confidence in him.
Two more. Ryan Taylor was fined for a block against Arizona. Is there something he should have done differently on that play?
I don't comment about those things, Mike. You know that.
Mike, could you tell over the bye week, I don't know if this usually happens, but can you tell whether lights are fresher or
their legs are fresher?
Yeah, rest, or is it just not really that big of a rest?
I thought it was evident Monday. I thought they had great energy. I think they were a little surprised we were outside today, but they had good energy again today. So it was good to be on the grass. But, yeah, I agree. I think the bye weeks definitely helped our football team. I think you have to be smart coming off that extended time off with your players. And we're doing that with our practice structure. But, yes, we're definitely a lot fresher this Wednesday going into the Detroit game than we were going into the Arizona game.
Mike, why is it getting – is it the grass part of it that it's important to get them out today? And when you say they're surprised, does that also mean they're not necessarily thrilled when they go outside?
Well, I mean, players, particularly our players, you know, when things aren't – anytime they have an opportunity to comment on something, they take full advantage of it. So they felt it was a cold dome today, and as we expressed as a coaching staff, we were just getting them ready for pregame. So it's a little colder in the dome during pregame. So it was good to be outside today.